Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 20 for Monday, August the 22nd. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished higher on Monday as traders were positioning themselves ahead of the release of tomorrow's canola crop estimates compiled by Statistics Canada. Canola was anywhere from 80 cents to $1.70 above unchanged, with the November contract checking in at $470 a ton. That's up 80 cents. The Canadian dollar was lower compared to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more attractive to out-of-country buyers. Advances in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans were supportive for the market. However, Chicago soy oil, crude oil, and Malaysian palm oil futures were weaker, and that dragged on prices. China is expected to lower the amount of dockage it accepts on imports of Canadian canola on September 1st, and that was bearish for values. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 7 to 11 cents higher. The November contract was at $10.15 a bushel. The market received a boost from private exporters, which bought 120,000 tons of soybeans for unknown destinations. Although this year's harvest looks to be very good, exports have been better than many people anticipated, and that is eating into supplies. China is thought to be one of the markets that is helping support U.S. prices through large purchases. On the other side, favorable weather in the U.S. Midwest is expected to limit the market's gains. Corn was 1 to 2 cents lower, with the December contract checking in at $3.42 a bushel. The market was pressured by the good growing weather along with some seasonal downtrends. Trading volumes have been on the small side along with the volume. The 40-day moving average is sitting just above the key resistance point of $3.50. Wheat was 3 to 12 cents weaker, with the most active December contract at $4.35 a bushel. Although wet weather has cut into the size of Europe's wheat crop, soft wheat export licenses are running 24% ahead of last year's pace. The European Union is doing its best to compete with Russia. Meanwhile, on the export side, it seems Egypt has been buying a lot of wheat lately from Romania, and that is bad news for U.S. exporters. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, August 22nd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.